Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to The Secret of Love, Lust, and Why. I'm your host, Missy Zara. Okay, girl, 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 we got a question of the day. So a young lady wrote me, and her question went something like this here. Hello, I was married in a relationship for over 10 years. My husband cheated on me, and he told me that he was in love with another woman. All right? All right, well, this is starting off kind of deep. At the present time, we are separated, not divorced, since he won't sign the divorce papers. Okay, you sound like a narcissist. I had the worst time trying to find love. I met someone who I thought was cool until he started becoming verbally abusive, so I let him go. All right, well, that was a good choice. The next guy I dated for about 6 months, and then I found out he was married, and he had a wife overseas in the Army. She was in the Army, stationed in the Army. Wow. Then the perfect guy came along. Well, thank God, finally the girl got the perfect guy. All right, okay, here we go. Look, girl, girl, girl. This is already too much for me. Okay. Then the perfect guy came along. Everything was fine. After dating him for about a year, he got arrested for something from his past. Okay. Now, depending on what it was he got arrested for, everything was fine. Well, let's figure out. I mean, did he kill 6 people? I mean, I don't know. So, I don't know. Okay, basically. So, her question is, why am I attracted to either married men or broken men? Okay, that's a good question. Well, first of all, let's check your energy. Because at the beginning of the letter, you said that you were still married. So, if you're still married, you probably need to close that chapter first, before you go looking for real love, because who wants to start a relationship, you know, or date someone with baggage? And if you're coming into the relationship with baggage, maybe you're still married, that is baggage, because you have not closed that chapter yet, I would think that would be the first thing that, you know, the first reason why you might still be, you know, attracting either married men or losers. Now, what I've heard is the reason why married men might approach you is because you might come off as emotionally detached. And most of the time when women have been through relationships that basically someone's been cheated on or, you know, different things like that, they are very, very, you know, emotionally detached. They have walls up. They not let nobody get in. So therefore, the average man don't feel like you would be someone that would become clingy, and you would know your position. You know, you're not going to get emotionally invested, and you ain't going to be, you know, blowing up his spot. So, therefore, he feels like you're safe. You're safe for him to date because of the fact that, you know, you're not attached because you're not letting nobody in anyway. And you know your role, you know your position as a side chick. And that would be the reason why I think that a man that is married, and as I kind of like read through the rest of your letter, you stated that, you know, basically it's been more than one married man that you have basically, you know, came in contact with. That might be one of them. You might come off as the type of woman that, you know, you'll take what's given to you. You know, sorry, not trying to offend you. You know, some women, they come off as desperate. So basically, they just happy to have a man. They don't care if it's who man it is or what have you. If they got a man, they good, and that's all they care about. Thing is, you can come off with that masculine energy. So again, that goes back to being emotionally detached. They feel that basically you're guarded. So therefore, you know, you're safe. You know, you're not going to get in. You're basically not going to give in to your feelings. And you're not going to be blowing them up, calling them, and then in 2 months change up. You know, they feel like, okay, boom, this is you. This is how you're going to ride it, and you end up for the long run. Again, you know, women that act more, they send them out with me. What happens is, or should I say, you know, come off they're more emotional, you know what I'm saying? The men don't want to, you know, someone that's emotional. And, you know, like, well, you're not spending time and all that there, especially if they're married, okay? Then on the other hand, you can just be sexy and, you know, very beautiful. And, you know, men love sex, so therefore they won't just risk it all, family and everything, you know, just to be able to be with you. So that could be, you know, a possibility too. Okay, so that could be a possibility. Now, when it comes to why you keep attracting broken men, well, let's start with the fact it is a lot of broken ones out there. So you have to kind of keep in mind, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but I am kind of big on energy. And again, you are still married. You're probably, you know, haven't fully healed from that relationship, or should I say your marriage. So therefore, you're still broken. And if you have not fully healed yet, you know, sometimes you will attract what you are. Not all the time, but sometimes you would. But I don't think that's the question of why do you attract them. The real question should be, why do you keep entertaining them? Because you can attract anybody. Is what you entertain. It's a problem. So basically, you should maybe stop and say, okay, ask yourself, why do I keep entertaining broken men? What is it about me that, you know, I mean, do I try to fix something, build a beer, whatever? That's what it is. Because attracting someone and entertaining them is two totally different things, okay? I would say that basically maybe you should maybe write down what you need in a man and then write down another list of what you want in a man, because sometimes we go by our wants and we don't go by our needs. And what that means is you might have a list of wants, like, you know, you got to be fine, nice car, you know, making six figures, well-dressed, pretty smile. But what you need is someone that is loving, that's, you know, patient, that has compassion, so, you know, financially stable. So what you need and what you want is two totally different things. And sometimes we get that confused because, you know, I'm saying we, been there, done that, because, you know, we're looking at what we want and not what we need. So once you kind of do that, then the next step would be you raise your standards. And once you raise your standards, trust and believe, what you attract and what you accept will be two totally different things. And find self-love, because self-love, once you start loving yourself, bro, I think what's that, Miley Cyrus had that song, I can love myself better. And once you learn to love yourself better than anybody else can, you will attract a different, you know, level man, you know, a very more valuable man, should I say, high-value man, as they call him in 2023. So, yes, that's what I would think is basically, you know, once you basically learn self-love, you will basically attract and get divorced. Okay, let's not, you know, go over that and get divorced too now. You know, get that out the way. And then once you do that, okay, now we can move over to, you know, attracting high-value men. Because they want you to be available, emotionally available. No one don't really want to go, you know, through with you and your ex and you bringing all that old stuff into the new, you know. Leave it where it's at and keep it moving. But, yeah, pretty much that's what I think. Again, thank you for writing into The Secret of Love, Lesson Wise. I'm your host, Ms. Desire. And once again, that was our question of the day. All right.